Reactive 35th Shadow is too busy to be bored. These are people who are so afraid of their lives being empty that they continually fill them with activity. They constantly look for external stimuli to fulfill their hunger. Thus they move from one flower to the next in a kind of lustful frenzy. Such people become the great blamers of others for their circumstances, making it very difficult for them to maintain any lasting sense of commitment. They will try many different things in life, but will not manage to knit those things together to form continuity. Nor will they garner true wisdom from their many varied experiences, since they are always disappointed in their expectations. The manic nature is driven by the deep urge to escape its own past and find the perfect place, person, or situation to fulfill its dreams. In wishing for such a state, these people miss the real gold, which is the adventure itself. The 35th Gift, Adventure. The only progress is love. To break through the hunger barrier is to break into the heart. The hallmark of the gift frequency is that it always involves love. Love is the only force that can bring an end to the hunger of the 35th shadow. With love, serotonin production is increased and stabilized within the chemistry of the human brain. With love, the energy stored within the 35th shadow is released into the human being instead of being squandered in the world. Such an implosion of energy finally allows the inner human being to evolve rather than only the world outside us. For humanity, progress means you have to evolve in your awareness, and your next step beyond mental awareness is to leap into the higher awareness of the heart. What we are referring to as the heart actually has its roots within the complex ganglia of the solar plexus system. It is through a higher functioning of your solar plexus that you can experience what love truly is. Love has nothing to do with another separate person, but is the connective tissue underlying all creation. Once the solar plexus has evolved its higher genetic functioning, a process described in depth in the 55th gene key, love becomes the reality that you live inside. What most human beings currently view as love is the brief fulfillment of the hunger of the 35th shadow by means of an outer stimulus or person, a distant hint of what love really means. Once the frequency of the 35th gift has been raised, then all human progress finally turns inwards instead of outwards. The final frontier of the human hunger for adventure does not lie outside us, but within our very nature and being. It is not outer space we long to explore, but inner space. The 35th gene key stands alone as an island within the human genome, since it is formed by only one codon, which activates the amino acid tryptophan. In this sense, the 35th gene key is similar to the 41st gene key, which represents the initiator codon that begins all human genetic processes. However, the 35th gene key does not hold such genetic importance as the 41st gene key. This makes it something of an anomaly, and an anomaly in genetics always conceals a mystery. The mystery of the 35th gift is captured in its name, the gift of adventure. Like the 41st gene key, it is an aspect within humanity waiting for a specific time before it switches on. Yet, unlike the 41st gene key, the ability to switch certain genes on and off does not always lie outside your grasp. The 35th gift is the only place within all human DNA that human beings have a choice in how their reality is constructed. As you might imagine, this is quite an important codon within human evolution. There are many arguments among geneticists, evolutionaries, theologians, and mystics about whether or not there is such a thing as free will. Everyone has their viewpoint within the duality of the Maya or human mind. Until you enter a siddhic state, there can be no resolution to this conundrum, so you either have to choose a viewpoint or remain neutral. From the viewpoint of the 35th gift, then, humans can indeed influence their own destiny by directly influencing their DNA. The secret is adventure, and true adventure can only be based upon love. Adventure is what happens when the human spirit breaks free from the mind. Adventure is a state of being that comes from the realization of the oneness of all being. Adventure is not yet immersion in that oneness, but it is what it feels like to swim within that oneness. Oneness cannot be known mentally, even though it can be logically deduced. Oneness can only be felt when enough serotonin is produced within our bodies. It is not simply a matter of pumping more serotonin into your body that creates the experience of the higher frequencies. Serotonin is only one link in a whole chain of interconnected chemicals, such as phenylalanine and harmine, that are secreted within the laboratory of the body. Higher consciousness comes about due to the delicate balance of all these chemicals in highly specific quantities and cocktails. So exact and finely tuned is this balance inside each person that it can only come about through a natural inner organic process. This is the great adventure that you take as the 35th gift arises in your inner being. You enter a process of alchemical co-creation within your own body. As you raise your own consciousness through love, these delicate chemical matrices begin to spontaneously form within your physiology. It is a natural evolutionary process of refining and distilling your inner essences through the endocrine system. To live with an open heart is to live in a perpetual state of adventure. Adventure means that there is still some fear inside you, but you have reached a frequency that you know is high enough to outwit that fear. Every human being has the choice to take a path of love. That is the mystery of the 35th gift. Progress can be made if you are ready to take the great leap and risk it all for the sake of love. Of course, for most people, the fear of the shadow frequency field is too great, and they are caught in the endless cycle of trying to fulfill their cravings. However, every now and then, a human being takes a momentous step into the 35th gift, where they discover a wormhole to another dimension. When you give to another unconditionally, you actually stimulate the secretion of serotonin. This not only makes you feel happy, but also induces a deep state of trust that you are in harmony with the entire universe. In the world that we currently inhabit, giving unconditionally is such a radical move that it literally short-circuits other people's brains. It gives others a moment of pause where they are forced to look at themselves and their lives in the mirror of your actions. It can cause people to go into even deeper fear patterns. The 35th gift is the only place in the entire 64 gene keys where a human being can actually do something consciously to raise their frequency. They can embark on the adventure of love and catalyze a genetic speeding up of their own evolution. This, by its very nature, will have enormous impact on humanity's evolution. If you happen to be listening to this 35th gene key, then you have stumbled upon the greatest single secret hidden within all human DNA. In a book filled with secrets, you have found the simplest and easiest. Indeed, certain translations of the original I Ching have named this 35th hexagram Easy Progress, as opposed to just Progress. The easiest and quickest way to change your life for the better is to give your love unconditionally in as many areas of your life as you dare. If you take on this adventure, you will actually affect the minute workings of your DNA. You will stimulate new chemical messages to pass from gene to gene, and you will enter a whole new world of adventure, one that most people equate with the world of fantasy. The 35th City, Boundlessness, A Back Door into Bliss. If you read every one of the 64 gene keys, you will gradually begin to realize that written into the structure of human DNA is a great evolutionary plan in which humanity will eventually transcend the human form itself. All individuals, families, racial groups, and gene pools are caught up within this master plan, which appears to have its own hidden timing. Yet, within this master genetic plan, the 35th gene key stands out as an anomaly, as though the gods who designed the machine put in a hidden shortcut through which any individual could bypass the laws of timing built into the machine itself. This is precisely what the 35th gene key is. It is a hidden wormhole that leads to a vast realm beyond our comprehension. It leads right to the heart of the 35th city, the city of boundlessness. The interesting thing about the 35th gene key is that it breaks all genetic laws. It allows human beings to take charge of their own evolution and outwit the global genetic program. Just as the 35th gift breaks laws, so does the 35th city. It invites human beings to expand their consciousness so far that they leave the sphere of evolution altogether. As we saw, the 35th gift still contains traces of fear, since fear is what gives the edge to the adventure of life. At the level of the 35th city, the fear is gone because you are gone. The adventure is over. Boundlessness is consciousness. There is nothing further one can say about this 35th city. However, one can say things about the 35th city from within the mire of the mind. The 35th city of boundlessness has great pulling power, even as a concept. If you can entertain the concept of boundlessness in your daily life, then you are automatically drawing yourself away from the lower frequencies. Very few human beings can handle the concept of boundlessness because it has a diffusing effect on your mind. It invites you to move out of your mind and into your heart. It is really the heart that knows no bounds, which is why consciousness is the same word as love. Along with its polarity, the 5th city of timelessness, the 35th city, forms the arc of the infinite. There are no boundaries to life, and there can be no beginning and no end. Even though, through the 64 gene keys, we see that human evolution will one day come to an end, it will nonetheless progress to another form, and then another, and another. Within our modern scientific worldview, astrophysicists tell us that we can measure the size of the universe and that it has a finite age. Through the 35th gift and its city, sitting there in our DNA, we know that these are half-truths because, somehow implanted deep within us, lies the concept of infinity. No mind will ever solve the mysteries of the universe, of time and space, because mind is only a tiny facet within those mysteries. The heart, or what some people call the heart-mind, is the only aspect within a human being that can unlock the mystery of boundlessness. So what can the 35th city tell us? It can tell us only one thing, that pure, unconditional love can break all the laws of the cosmos. Whenever you taste even a fraction of this kind of love, anything becomes possible. Because we inhabit a form and live in a world where magic seems impossible, more and more human beings are turned away from the truth that anything in the universe is possible. When the City of Boundlessness enters the world, it allows consciousness to penetrate right into the heart of matter, which bends the laws of matter. Such a Siddhic being represents a shortcut through evolution itself, and many people can experience huge awakenings and miracles around such a being. As the single heart of the Ring of Miracles, the 35th Siddhi brings the miraculous into the world. It opens up all kinds of possibilities to those who allow their minds to become like a child's. To the child, anything seems possible. This is the state of boundlessness. To activate such streams of miracles, you have to break free from the beliefs and limitations imposed on your mind by the world and those around you. The 35th Siddhi dispenses with all boundaries and limitations imposed by the mind. Throughout history, men have flown, ascended, and dematerialized right before people's eyes. At the level of the 35th Siddhi, anything is possible. Of all the 64 Siddhis, perhaps with the exception of the 60th Siddhi, this 35th Siddhi has but one purpose, to break the laws of form and to manifest miracles so that people can expand their awareness and open their hearts to a greater mode of being. It is because of the 35th Siddhi that the traditional meaning of the word Siddhi as spiritual power has come into the world. In Eastern tradition, different pantheons and systems number different Siddhis. The Siddhis are generally seen as distractions along the path of liberation. But in the case of the 35th Siddhi, they are natural manifestation of liberation itself, arising out of the state rather than preceding it. Simply, to be in the presence of a true miracle is to open your eyes to a whole new horizon. It can change your life and open your heart in a single mind-bending, reality-shattering experience. In this respect, the 35th Siddhi also finds a strong connection with the 22nd Siddhi of grace, since it is grace that decides when, where, and to whom a miracle will occur. The very existence of the 35th gift and its Siddhi is a testament to the power of grace. We can draw great comfort from the fact that deep within the DNA of each and every one of us, the 35th Siddhi lives as a constant reminder of the infinite possibilities of a life lived in the name of love.
36th Gene Key, Becoming Human. Programming Partner, 6th Gene Key. Codon Ring, The Ring of Divinity, 22, 36, 37, 63. Physiology, Solar Plexus. Amino Acid, Proline. The 36th Shadow, Turbulence. The Dark Night of the Soul. The 64 Gene Key Shadows provide the grist for the mill of all human suffering. Each shadow provides a mythic challenge for humanity to move through, which, at the individual level, is fought within the physical battlefield of the body. The 36th shadow is an emotional battle that must be fought by every individual at certain points during his or her life. As a vibration felt across the length and breadth of our planet, this shadow manifests as a collective emotional turbulence. This turbulence exists because uncertainty exists, and every human being knows that disaster could strike at any moment. There is a great deal of heavy propaganda for the 36th shadow, particularly through the modern mass media. The continual barrage of negative news via television and the media ensures that most human beings are programmed with an unconscious background field of nervousness and turbulence. At a certain point in history, The 64 patterns, or hexagrams, of the Chinese I Ching were adapted for the purposes of divination and for predicting cycles within time. It is the modern use of the I Ching as an oracle that is so popular today. The ancient sages noticed that when certain hexagrams were drawn, they indicated periods of intense crisis or danger. The 36th hexagram was one such hexagram, and thus it was given the ominous name, the Darkening of the Light. There is much truth within this name, although when understood at its most profound level, the 36th shadow contains an enormous wealth of consciousness. Extrapolated to our genetics, the 36th gene key represents a part of our chemistry that goads human beings to break through boundaries of experience. At a collective level, this is a vital aspect of human survival, to learn what is dangerous and what is not. Evolution in this sense can be viewed in a much wider context. It uses us humans as experiential eyes to probe the outer limits of consciousness itself, and demands that we look into the darkness, put our fears aside and plunge in regardless. Because of this shadow, there can be no human life free of emotional turbulence. It is deeply ingrained in our myths. The modern phenomenon of the television soap opera is a prime example of our collective recognition of the emotional turmoil all humans have to go through over the course of their lives. One of the greatest determinants of our frequency is how we deal with emotionally challenging situations. Nowhere does the 36th shadow wreak more destruction than in the field of human relationships. Keep in mind that the programming partner of this gene key is the 6th gene key, whose shadow is conflict, the breakdown of communication between individuals or groups. One of the deepest human yearnings is for a perfect loving relationship. It is a yearning that has been with us since the beginning of time, and the journey towards this ultimate dream of ours begins here in the 36th shadow. The journey begins, as do so many of our myths, with the challenges of our sexuality and with the guilt that follows it. At a low level of frequency, the 36th shadow manifests most strongly through our sexuality, where it becomes sexual lust. Sexual lust is simply a low-frequency expression of the evolutionary urge to break through another boundary of experience. Lust itself is an incredible chemical turbulence felt within the body. When it presents itself, it can create all manner of emotional disturbance in your life. Seen without a moral connotation, lust is a very pure energy. Whether you try to resist it or yield to it, one thing it does is make your life more interesting in terms of your experience. This is exactly the purpose of the 36th shadow, to create an interesting storyline to your life, thereby pushing you forward. However, at the lower levels of this shadow frequency, human beings can go through suffering after suffering until they finally begin to evolve. The problem at all low levels of frequency is that the patterns perpetuate themselves. With the 36th shadow, lust can be suppressed, causing illness, or it can be expressed, causing guilt and/or deception. Lust in itself is not a negative energy, but is dirtied through entanglement in human morality. Sooner or later, all human beings must raise their frequency in order to escape being victims of these shadows. When this happens, problems such as sexual lust cease to be problems. They are dealt with cleanly and honestly, with open-hearted communication and freedom from guilt. No feeling in us is ever wrong or bad. Every human being is innocent of their own chemistry and the way it makes them feel. Difficulties emerge when we react or repress our feelings out of fear or anger, creating enormous turbulence within our own lives and those closest to us. Among mystics, the 36th shadow has long been known as the dark night of the soul. It is an archetype within human beings that pulls us towards the unknown and that draws the unknown towards us. In so doing, this shadow tests your levels of frequency and offers you the opportunity to transcend your own suffering. It tends to draw crisis towards itself like a magnet. If you do not break out of your own victim patterns but continue to resist your true nature, you will keep being shown the same lessons again and again until you learn from them. The potential suffering that exists on account of this gene key is part of a genetic family known as the Ring of Divinity. This is a quite beautiful revelation. Each of the four gene keys within this codon group has the capacity to awaken the highest consciousness inside you. Being allied to the grace of the 22nd gene key, these four archetypes bring intense emotional experiences and challenges to your life. They also tend to plunge you into a deep, dark night in which you are riddled with self-doubt, the 63rd shadow. Ultimately, however, the theme of this codon group is redemption. As you allow yourself to be purged by the power of your own suffering, you will realize the utter bliss of the higher states and will recognize your own huge good fortune. As we shall see, this codon group in many respects is deeply connected to the true meaning of the Christ consciousness. If you feel a strong connection to it or have it as a key aspect of your hologenetic profile, you are indeed a fortunate human being and your journey will inevitably lead you to this realization. Repressive nature. Nervousness. When emotional turbulence is resisted, it becomes nervousness that ripples through one's entire body and aura. These are natures that are terrified of change and that attempt to maintain outer calm at all costs. The cost is that the turbulence becomes internalized and gets trapped in the nervous system. Such people are unable to relax and send nervous waves into their immediate environment as well as into others, destabilizing the very things that they are trying to keep stable. These are also people who tend to repress their sexuality out of their deep-seated fear of change. They can be very hard to approach or get to know. Nevertheless, the terrific primal force of our sexuality cannot be indefinitely repressed, and the usual result is a nervous breakdown or cancerous disease of some kind. Reactive nature. Crisis prone. When emotional turbulence is expressed without clarity or honesty, it results in repetitive, destructive emotional situations. These are people whose lives run like the soap operas. The reactive nature is more likely to have sexual affairs and then conceal them through guilt. However, as with the repressive nature, non-acceptance of your true nature always comes back to haunt you, and thus life will always tend to draw an emotional crisis into such a person's life from a different and usually unexpected direction. These people do not realize that their inability to deal with their emotions and sexuality cleanly and honestly creates further turmoil in other seemingly unrelated areas of their life. The 36th gift. Humanity. The spirit descending. When your struggles with sexuality and emotional turbulence are finally embraced openly and honestly, a remarkable gift is born. You finally graduate as a human being. The 36th gift is the gift of humanity, and this is what human suffering is really all about. It is our suffering that connects us all together. It opens up your eyes beyond your self-obsessions and forces you to evolve beyond your selfishness. To be a fully integrated human being means to begin to transform your own suffering and open your heart to life. A person with the gift of humanity is a person who truly understands human emotions and who consequently understands all people. You can see here how the programming partner of this gift, the 6th gift of diplomacy, matures simultaneously as this 36th gift matures.
The moment you let go of the notion that you are somehow a victim of the fates, you begin to finally communicate cleanly with others. The gift of humanity is truly a gift that can only be earned. These are people who have looked deeply into their own shadows and who have grappled with the challenges of their sexuality and their emotions. These are people who are in the process of accepting their own suffering and thus experience it at a different level of frequency. Only at the highest levels is our suffering instantaneously transformed into rapture. At the gift level, however, suffering is still suffering, but it brings human beings together rather than pushing them apart. This gift is about humaneness. It is about working from your heart. When you begin to live from your heart, you suddenly have an antidote to fear. The 36th gift is driven by the same urge as the 36th shadow, the evolutionary impulse to experience new feelings and new situations in order to learn from them. Here, with an open heart, the 36th gift can negotiate challenging and potentially turbulent emotional situations with maturity and diplomacy, taking one's own and others' feelings into consideration. People with the 36th gift are thus the kind of people that others turn to when in distress, since their aura resonates strongly with the common human theme of suffering. At this level, these people are no longer overwhelmed by emotions as they tend to be at the shadow level, but have opened and expanded themselves to life through harsh experience. This makes them emotionally capable of handling all manner of traumatic experiences. As a living transmission, the 36th gift carries a great teaching into the world, the celebration of humanity. It contains a natural spirituality that is more humanist than divine. In this sense, it is one of the most grounded of all the gene keys. It is a bridge for the higher bodies of humanity to move down into the lower planes and transform them. It conveys the image of Christ descending into hell and absorbing its frequencies fully into his own being. All human beings partake of this gene key, whether it is prominent in your hologenetic profile or not. Every emotional struggle that comes your way talks directly to this aspect within your DNA. At the gift level, the 36th gene key has learned to accept the pain rather than run from it. In embracing pain, you are actually trusting in your strength and in life. If you are in pain, then that pain is there to teach you something. It is an invitation to accept your humanity in more depth and to feel the humility of living within a mortal form. The presence of the 36th gift in someone's genetic makeup gives a deep insight into what kind of life they will live. People with the 36th gift prominent in their hologenetic profile will have a strong theme of emotional healing running through their lives and will tend to draw experiences and people into their lives who reflect this. The higher they are able to raise their frequency, the clearer and more profound their emotional experiences will become. The evolutionary urge to go on exploring new territory ensures that these people will never lead dull lives, and at the higher levels they can experience the most profound heart-opening experiences. The 36th gift is an archetype of the true purpose of all human suffering. These people are here to teach us that life is full of flavor and that pleasure and pain always come together. The deepest role of the 36th gift is to help humans to become humane by respecting others and by embracing your own suffering, whatever it looks like, rather than being dragged down into the depths of victimhood. It is this courage and deep acceptance of the life process that will eventually give rise to the highest of all human expression, the expression of compassion. The 36th Siddhi, Compassion, the Beatitudes.
There is perhaps no better symbol for the entire journey from the 36th shadow to the 36th city than the life of Christ. In examining the 64 cities, one can see that certain gene keys appear to have very strong connections with certain mystical lineages or figures. The myth of Christ is one of these key repeating lineages, but the lineage does not so much concern the historical personage of Jesus himself as the frequency represented by him. The symbol of Christ on the cross is a powerful reminder of the truths inherent within this 36th gene key. It reminds us that we are each mortal and that there is great beauty in our humanity, echoed in Christ's assertion that he was the Son of Man. People who do not understand the true relevance of the symbol of Christ on the cross may see this as an inglorious representation of a god. In most religions, the prophets or gods are seen as powerful, beautiful, or awesome, whereas the figure of a man dying helplessly on a cross appears to be a deep representation of a victim's state of consciousness. However, it is this aspect of Christ that makes him such an approachable figure for so many people. The very fact that he is suffering makes him more human. This approachability is what sets the 36th city so far apart from many of the other manifestations of the siddhic level of consciousness. This is a city that spans the chasm between man and God, between being a victim and being enlightened. It speaks to every single human being, and it asks each of us to ask ourselves a single question. Why must I suffer? The answer to the question of suffering lies here within the 36th city. It is the same answer given to us by the 25th city. It is all about love. However, the universal love manifested through the 25th city is very different from the compassion expressed through this 36th city. Universal love almost has a distant quality to it, as though it came from the gods themselves. The 36th city, on the other hand, speaks in the language of man, since it can only flower through a journey of intense suffering. Such is the path of the 36th gene key. This is the flowering of suffering itself, and as such, it can no longer be understood through the word suffering. It is the fragrance released after the storm is over, and just like the 36th gift of humanity, this is a city that has to be earned. Beings like Jesus, who attain final liberation through this city, are salt of the earth people. They are burnished over and over again through the trials their life brings to them, and once they have made that magical step away from seeing suffering as negative, it stops being so. It actually becomes their muse. At the siddhic level, your own suffering becomes so universalized that it encompasses all humanity. All boundaries of self dissolve. Suffering and compassion merge into one as your human heart explodes with the feelings of all human beings. Their pleasures and their pain, their aches and longings, their vices and their virtues. At this siddhic level, as the programming partner of the 6th city testifies, peace reigns supreme. In every mythic journey, there must always be a final trial, a moment of utter hopelessness and helplessness, like Jesus hanging bereft on the cross, crying out in agony to his God for understanding. These moments, these darkenings of the light, come to us in life not so much to test us, but to cut us so deeply with our own humanity that we are reminded of the awesome power of our own compassion for all our fellow men. Such trials give us the opportunity to make huge evolutionary leaps out of our shadow states and into the higher frequencies. There are many traditions which speak of this city in terms of miraculous transformations made by truly evil beings who in a moment of utter horror and complete surrender make the leap straight from the shadow state into the siddhic state. This is one of the very few gene keys that allows such miraculous leaps of consciousness. Those in whom this city has awakened
tend to keep moving into those areas of life where the light is most darkened. They usually flourish during periods of crisis or war, or live and work among the poor and wretched. The 36th city goes on longing to explore the frontiers of consciousness within form, and after a certain point it ceases to care or identify with its own security at all. Anyone manifesting the 36th city has at some point sunk into such a dark space of helplessness themselves that it is impossible for them to experience anything as intense again. This has the effect of annihilating all fear from their system, so that true peace emanates from within them. The simple presence of such people and the look in their eyes or the softness of their voice can trigger all manner of so-called miracles in those whom they meet. These are the most heart-melting people ever to walk the face of the earth. Wherever they go, the true frequency latent within human suffering is immediately released, and compassion tears open people's chests and explodes inside their hearts. Even the darkest of natures can be instantaneously brought to tears through the presence of this 36th city. With this in mind, and held softly in your heart, perhaps you may come to a deeper, intuitive understanding of the true meaning of the Beatitudes, those famous words of Jesus uttered in the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. 37th Gene Key. Family Alchemy. Programming Partner, 40th Gene Key. Codon Ring, the Ring of Divinity. 36, 37, 22, 63. Physiology, Solar Plexus. Dorsal ganglia. Amino acid, proline. The 37th shadow, weakness. The real pole shift. As humanity gradually begins to move out of the astrological age of Pisces and enter the new age of Aquarius, we are experiencing a shift in the emphasis of the global archetypes that imprint us as a species. The 37th gene key, and particularly its shadow frequency, have marked the age that we are now leaving. Those with an eye for occult information will perhaps recall the number 37 as being the number of Christ taken from Gematria, the ancient Hebrew system of alphabetical numerology. We are moving out of the sphere of the specific mythology surrounding Christ, and into the sphere of the third aspect of the sacred trinity, whose new mythology is based upon the great feminine archetypes of synthesis. This does not mean that the power behind the Christ myth will in any way diminish as we enter this new phase of evolution. What will change is our understanding and interpretation of the myth as its hidden aspects finally reveal themselves. This process ushers a flood of new mythic feminine images and archetypes into the collective consciousness. The 37th shadow is the shadow of weakness. Weakness, as we shall see, is nothing but a projection of the male psyche onto the female psyche, as, in the West, women have been viewed, up until recently, as the weaker sex. However, what appears to humans as weak is actually something that we cannot yet understand. We may see this enacted even in the externals of the Christ myth itself, in which one man surrenders to forces that finally overpower him. Naturally, it is the inner meaning of the myth that holds the real key,
for it is only in the sacrifice and the subsequent resurrection that one finally comes to understand the hidden nature of Jesus' actions. Much about this 37th gene key, therefore, concerns the nature of a force that is perceived as weak, but that inevitably shows itself to be the opposite. The 37th shadow represents the inequality between yin and yang forces on our planet. The natural tendency of evolution has been to favour the physically strong. At lower frequencies, our genes know no other reality than the survival of the fittest. However, we have now reached a stage in evolution in which physical strength no longer governs our future direction. That future direction lies wide open for anyone, regardless of sex or strength. What we used to perceive as weak or strong is totally changing, even reversing. Those who thrust themselves to the top of the hierarchy through brute strength and subversion are losing their power, and those who hold a vision of synthesis based on self-transcendence are gaining more power. In this way, the world is transforming. The 37th shadow is undergoing a major mutation throughout humanity that will only build in speed and frequency as we move beyond its old boundaries and definitions. It is because of this mutation that the entire social structure of our civilization is crumbling. Here in the West, the traditional family unit is experiencing a natural demise, and at such times, great social change and unrest is much in evidence. Because of this inner rebalancing within the human psyche, the fabric of our society is being forced to change. The repressed feminine side of humanity is rising up to the surface once again, and this is changing the basic patterns of the traditional roles for men and women. This uprising of the yin force is actually beyond gender, but it is also confused by gender. Many women today are under the impression that the time for women is coming and the time for men is over. This attitude is simply another form of the 37th shadow, which always overemphasizes one aspect of the polarity. The true definition of weakness can be seen when the feminine principle is witnessed serving the masculine principle, which is how the world has evolved and survived up until this point. Wherever you see the submission of the female to the male, you are seeing the 37th shadow in action, and it can result in only one phenomenon, exhaustion. The 40th shadow, and programming partner of this 37th gene key. In the way our societies are currently structured, many women may feel impotent, financially dependent on men on account of having to stay at home and bring up children. Of course, there are always exceptions to this, but it is a general truism. The pole shift that is upon us will see the reversal of this tendency, so that the masculine serves the feminine. One of the modern reactions to this in developed societies can be seen in the large numbers of women having to go out of the home to work, usually leaving the children in some form of care or institution. Such a phenomenon can only create more division in the world, since the ones who suffer in this are always the children. The 37th shadow of weakness manifests both through men who cannot see holistically and women who try to redress the problem in the only way they know how, through entering the male world of hierarchy and competition. All such social issues as these invoke strong emotional reactions from men and women, as do the same issues when connected to religion. There can be no answers to these imbalances from the human mind. They are simply a sign of the transitional times that we are living through. Because of the emotional charge between the yin and yang, between men and women, to even discuss such issues arouses huge hidden tensions and opinions. In this respect, one of the great signs of the 37th shadow is your identification with your gender in the first place. The real issue is one of yin and yang, of an imbalance between archetypal forces, not between their manifestations. There are always exceptions to the general rules, so that there is always room for individual uniqueness. The mutative energy moving through this 37th gene key is also bringing an end to many other structures that have been a part of human civilization for so long. One of these structures is organized religion, which is essentially a male-oriented phenomenon based upon division and worship. The masculine left hemisphere of the brain divides in order to understand, whereas the feminine right hemisphere grasps the fundamental unity that is always and already present. This movement from worship to embodiment is such a profound transition for humanity because it cannot easily be understood through the mind. The shadow of weakness is actually a complete fabrication of the mind. We need these external crutches only as long as we perceive ourselves as weak without them. The moment we drop the crutches, we will come to see that we had strong legs all along. The essence of the dilemma of the 37th shadow is seen most clearly through the imbalance within the individual. What we fear most deeply through the 37th shadow is lack of support. Because our frequency does not allow us to feel a part of the whole, and therefore supported by the whole, we only give with the assurance that we will receive something back. This is the foundation of social economics, and its root is fear. What we don't have access to at this shadow frequency is the feeling of deep trust in the collective. We don't know that when we give from our heart, we will receive far more in return from somewhere in the collective energy field. Because we cannot anticipate how this energy might return to us, we do not trust it. Consequently, you can see that when you allow your mind to lead your life, you create weakness in the world because you sever the chain of support that exists naturally between all beings. Thus, it is in the human heart and its ability to grasp the holistic essence of life that our true collective future lies. In an individual human being, this change translates as the mind serving the heart. Repressive nature, over-sentimental. When the 37th shadow is repressed, it tends to manifest through inauthentic giving. These are people who are ruled by their emotions rather than their hearts, and they often believe that the two are the same. They repress their own fears through a dreamy mentality that may speak great words about humanity, but that lacks the inner strength to take a stand for itself. These are the people who, as victims of their own emotions, give the human heart a bad name. Whereas the heart is strong and fearless, the emotions can be fickle and overwhelming. Such people hide behind and within their emotions, which blind them to the deeper truths inside them. They have a tendency to overprocess at the emotional level, which makes them draining for others to be around. The deepest irony is that these types of people are actually addicted to emotional states as a means of repressing their deeper fears. Reactive nature. Cruel. The reactive nature projects its own fears out into the world where it sees only inequality. Out of this core belief, these people become hardened around their heart until they entirely forget what love feels like. As the polarity to the repressive nature, these people tend to see others as over-sentimental and will take advantage of their good nature. Out of these two patterns, the repressive and reactive, our current civilization is created. Only those who are no longer victims of their own or others' emotions can break the victim-abuser patterns lying at the heart of our communities. The people who we perceive as cruel need willing victims in order to rise up in the community. Once someone takes a stand anchored in their heart, these abusers are the first people to crumble. The 37th gift. Equality. The ascent of the family. It is in the 37th gift of equality that a great hope is presently arising for humanity. Equality is such an easily misunderstood term.
All humans are born equal, since we all share the same genetic code. But as we grow and enter society, it becomes apparent that we are not so equal. In reality, equality is a matter of perception, and it depends upon frequency. At the level of the 37th shadow, which sees humans in terms of strength and weakness, equality is nothing but a dream. Yet, at the gift level of consciousness, equality is a living ideal that lifts people out of the game of victims and winners. When you operate out of the 37th gift, you are living directly out of your heart, and all else is secondary. From the point of view of the human heart, all humanity is one family. This is not a mere sentimental dream, but an all-powerful truth rooted in a vast inner current of strength and love. Without love, you are always operating from the shadow frequency, and all you see and create is inequality. As the great mutation triggered by the 55th gene key sweeps through humanity, the very core structure of our civilization will readjust itself to this shift in consciousness. The flaws in the current social fabric of all cultures cannot be ironed out, but only phased out. A new world will have to grow within the ashes of the old, and it will be built upon the rock of the 37th gift of equality. When the balance within the human psyche is redressed, there will be no need of external religion. Neither will we have a patriarchy nor even a matriarchy. We will have a single stream of consciousness experiencing the true meaning of the word family. Out of this 37th gift, a new vision of the family will be born. The family unit is the most powerful crucible of love through which humanity will be transformed. The sheer force of love contained in the family is second to none. The love of a child for its parent, and vice versa, is as potent a force as any in the universe. As we create a new society based around the liberation of this love, our world will change very quickly indeed. The problem to date has been that the family has always been restricted to its gene pool or tribe, and it has always been contained within a hierarchical structure. The current social, governmental, and educational structures on our planet do not serve the family first. By overemphasizing individual achievement, they encourage competition between families, which also creates competition within families. Through the 37th gift, humanity will come to see that it is the family that makes all human beings equal. We will find a new vision of family, both locally and globally, and we will in time extend this vision to encompass the entire human family. The great mutation that is moving through the 55th gene key will first manifest as a change in our children as they are born with a new higher activation of their DNA. These children, in turn, will need a new family structure to support their collective awareness. Their very impact at an auric level will cause this structure to manifest. Even now, communities with higher awareness are beginning to understand new ways of conceiving and implementing this model. Families are the lifeblood of humanity, and a healthy family is a vehicle for such a potent force of creativity and love. The new family will become a vessel for collective ascension as we recognize the power of the new awareness carried by the coming generation. When we begin to build a civilization based around the view of an incarnating child, we will create a truly magical world. The love between a child and a parent is an archetype of unconditional love. At the shadow frequency, however, all love is conditional, which means that essentially it is not love. True love is based upon giving without the need for a return. The entire shadow frequency is thus based upon the principle of the bargain of giving in order to receive. This bartering consciousness is what lies at the heart of modern civilization. It is seen through economics, government, and especially in relationships.
It is here in the dynamics of all human relationships that bartering was born, and it is based upon the fear of not having enough. Through the 37th gift, you will discover a great economic secret. The more you give, the more you receive. Many people have misinterpreted this truth down the ages and have wondered why it does not appear to be true. Giving cannot be faked. You can give from your mind and you can give from your heart. Giving from your mind is always conditional, no matter how subtle, because it always has a secret expectation or hope attached to it. True giving is an act of insanity when viewed from the mind.